Welcome to HubSpot TV with your hosts, Mike Volpe and Karen Rubin, discussing the latest in inbound marketing trends and filmed live every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on location in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Laugh it up. No, it's good. We're going to make a joke about it.
Hi, folks. It's Friday, April 1st, 2001. We're coming to you live from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Nice. So you might notice that Mike and Karen aren't here today. I'm actually Dan Zarella. So I made the signs here, guys, for the Twitter signs here. I spelled my own name wrong, but I didn't do the common thing. The common misspelling is with one R. I just left an L out, so you get the point. Dan Zarella.
At least you did it yourself.
At least I can only have myself to blame. I don't have to be mad at you.
And I'm Tom Catania. I have been on here before, but not with a fine young gentleman like Dan Zarella. It was with Mike Volpe. Because unfortunately, like Dan said, not with us, which is kind of a good thing because we can have some fun.
Yeah. And so today we've actually decided to do something a little bit different than the normal HubSpot TV. We're going to man it up. So today's episode of HubSpot TV is actually ManSpot TV.
Yep.
So the hashtag for today is hashtag ManSpot TV. And we're doing things manly, like we're wearing the
Ed Hardy. I got the bling going.
You got some good freaking stuff.
Guido,
you know?
Blowout, everything. So we're gonna open up with a drink, right?
All right, yeah, no, totally.
Drink session.
Absolutely.
Hold it closer to the mic. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay.
Can you guys hear how good this drink is?
You're getting excited for it, but we're making some Manhattans.
Manhattans.
There's nothing more than spot.
ManSpot TV. Real simple for you guys at home. Whiskey, bourbon, if you've got it. Two jiggers of that, and a little bit of vermouth on top. And we're gonna get that poured out for you guys right now.
Would it be more manly if we called it Boy Hatton?
No,
I'm not sure.
See, that joke killed in my head, man. That was awesome.
So go ahead and give that one a shot.
What's with the one glass? Our budget's a little tight this week?
Yeah, a little tight. What do you think? Yeah, I know.
Woo.
It's manly stuff.
Is there anything but alcohol in that?
Jesus. Not really. Yeah. So
I need a chaser. Give me something else here.
Oh,
my tongue's on fire. How am I going to talk?
Wait, I heard something else. Beyond just being a stereotypical one of the coolest men in the world, I heard you're a magician, though, too, John.
Yeah, this is true. I actually am. I make stuff disappear.
What else? What can you make disappear?
I can't even see that.
All kinds of stuff.
Aim that way. Aim that way. Actually, you can throw up. I'm wearing Ed Hardy. I don't care if I get covered. I'm never wearing this again.
Excellent. All right, guys. Thanks.
So we
had to introduce you because we didn't give you a proper introduction. This is John Marcus III, the most manly man, I guess, at HubSpot, which is why he's making drinks today. And Monday is officially John Marcus Day here at HubSpot, so you have to wear a ridiculous velvet blazer if you own one or
And actually,
anything,
we're going to make that even cooler. What we're going to do on Monday, if you tweet ManSpot TV and a twit pic of you wearing a sweet blazer, the best picture, you're going to get a free half an hour assessment of your inbound marketing campaigns with the amazing John Marcus.
Ooh, wow.
This guy.
You know you want it, so let me see your pictures on Monday, ManSpot TV.
Yes.
Everyone.
Excellent.
Let's see. Let's bring it all out.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, John. How's it going, bud?
All right, so we're actually, ManSpot TV is fun, right?
It is so far.
Let's talk about a little man-arketing. No?
No.
Bro-arketing?
Leave the bro and the boy alone.
All right.
Man, this is man.
Man.
Puberty's gone.
Man-marketing.
I'm still waiting for it.
All right. So what's the first?
I guess we're going to talk about the Bronx Zoo Cobra.
Snakes on a Twitter. So what happened here, Tom?
So the snake supposedly got out of the cage, but he didn't get out of the cage. We found out on Thursday.
What snake?
I don't know. The snake at the Bronx Zoo.
It's a cobra.
I don't care. I don't like snakes. So one snake's every snake for me. I can't even watch them on TV, let alone tweet with them. But somebody made a fake cobra account, right?
Bronx at Bronx Zoo's Cobra. On Twitter, and they actually got, as of a couple hours ago, they had 226,000 followers on Twitter. They had a ton of followers. It's like an unofficial account.
Yeah, a fake spoof
account.
Made on Monday, right?
I am extremely jealous.
Yeah, right?
I'm extremely jealous of the Cobra.
Can't even break 400. You got 33,000.
It's a man snake. It's the Bronx Zoo.
It's a very manly
cobra.
Snake.
So some of the tweets that they did that are pretty funny, stuff like Indiana Jones. Why did it have to be Indiana Jones? Right, because he hates snakes. Never mind. Getting on the ferry to Ellis Island. Hopes this goes better than the time on the plane. The city may not sleep, but I'm ready to. Ooh, a chimney. I bet you bragged to your friends that you had a working fireplace in New York City. Hi, Rumi. Remember, this is coming from a snake, not me. Like, I'm not just sneaking. I'm not Santa Clausing into people's apartments. And then today, what happened was the snake actually hijacked Ryan Seacrest's Twitter account.
This is true.
Yeah.
And I read it.
It was tweeting from Ryan Seacrest's Twitter account. And then for marketing purposes, I think what's important to understand is that the official Bronx Zoo account didn't really respond well.
They wanted nothing to do with it. They didn't even make any announcement until they found the snake. They didn't even acknowledge it, really, until they had him back in the cage that he wasn't in the whole time, but he was, apparently. I don't know. Who's running that zoo, anyway?
Sneaky man cobra.
Must be Canadians, right, Petrie?
That's right.
Yep.
And so the marketing takeaway here, I think, is that, embrace social media successes.
No matter what.
No matter what. Even if they're a little embarrassing, embrace them. It's just a cobra. What was it going to do, kill somebody? A cobra never killed anybody. So do we have any tweets? Do we have a thing with the Twitter going on?
I don't know.
You
could have stunned Twitter into silence.
Yes.
High five.
All right. I'll take it. It gives us less work to actually have to
Yeah.
Too.
There is one from Zed Resid. Do you see that one, Tom?
No, I don't.
Are you following?
The most awkward version of HubSpot TV.
Yes! It's working.
It's amazing.
I'm bedazzled.
It's fantastic. Very nice.
Mine's better. I got rubies.
You got big stones. I got little ones, though. But in either
case. Story of my life.
That's what she said.
Yeah, we have our new grader.
Yeah, check that out, too. Go to TWSS.grader.com. That's what she said, grader.com. Here at HubSpot, we love the graders. We love analyzing stuff, so we've created a new tool that allows you to
grade your. That's what she said.
Grade your that's what she said jokes.
Or you can just even post inappropriate stuff, which is what everyone's doing right now there. So it's definitely amusing. Worth a checkout. Be careful for the server to crash again. Starmesh, you can't tweet it anymore. All right, what are we talking about next? Google plus one.
Google likes it. He likes it, Mikey.
I thought it was plus one.
Well, that's what I know. No, it is. I just wanted to get a little creative with the signs.
Yeah, but they specifically said plus one to not be like Facebook.
Oh, wait. No, they don't want to be like Facebook. Doesn't Facebook have more traffic than them now?
I don't know.
I would want to be like Facebook if I was Google, right?
I mean,
what is it?
Too.
Search engines? Who uses those?
Not that many people, apparently.
If it was a man search engine, but that goes in a different direction. So what is Google Plus One?
So Google Plus One, basically, you have to be signed into your existing Google Gmail account, yada, yada, yada. In order to see any of the Plus Ones, which are basically searches that people have voted on being either a good result or a good link based on the search that you conduct. So really, it's a like button for Google search results, and it's supposedly going to be able to help you find the best possible results for the search you're looking for. But it's also going to be able to, like we said, we were talking about it earlier, help Google target specific ads based on searches you've conducted on other websites as well. So there are some other benefits to it, but it's supposedly going to be like how popular this search result was.
I think from an ad selling perspective and a marketing perspective, what's interesting is that Facebook has all this amazing data about who you are. And so I can target you if you're into, really weird things, if you're in a relationship, if you're a certain age. Google can't do that yet. And so what Google, I think, is trying to do is trying to take their giant Google inventory and turn it into something a little more targeted that, you can actually like things, and then Google can serve ads to you. So I think Google is trying to play catch-up a little bit to Facebook. Who do you think is going to win, though? Plus one or, like, which is better?
Facebook, I think.
Facebook, yeah.
It's been set up and, like, so mainstream for so long, I don't know.
And it's harder to stalk exes on Google anyway, so it's not,
You can't really do any good, good creeping on Google
at
all.
Yeah.
No pictures, very little pictures of people.
Terrible.
Why else would you face stalk someone but pictures?
Face stalk. Man stalk, more like it.
Oh, man stalk.
So what's...
I personally don't like Plus One, Google Plus One, because I work in IT and I see what people do to their computers and think is great for their computers. So I'm not going to take your opinion.
Like what? Do you have any funny stories about that? Can we hear one? What can we hear?
I don't want to alienate any current employees at this company. So I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay, all right.
Even though I probably could share a bunch of good ones, but... We won't.
All right. It's stuff my IT guy says?
99% of it comes out of the sales team. I'll just say that. Love you, sales
people. Have you even had any Yahoo mail support requests?
No.
I know we have somebody who uses it. How about any tank top support requests?
Oh, God. if the marketing kid wears a tank top one more on a Friday, I'm going to quit.
He's hoping for tips on how to grow chest hair.
Oh, talk to me. I'm Italian. I got it down perfect. Nice. I got three of them. My mic.
Yeah, that was nice. So what's the marketing takeaway here?
The marketing takeaway is likable content is...
now more important than ever. Even with the Facebook like button, it's important to make remarkable content that people want to come to your brand because of. You want to be the TV show, not the commercial that's interrupting it. And so now that Google allows you to like stuff, it's no longer important just to put a whole bunch of keywords in a bunch of gibberish and get it to rank.
Right.
You need to actually make cool stuff that people are straight going to like. Word. Man. All right, the next one. This is probably the most manly story we have in the whole.
Yes, absolutely. The 14-year-old girl. Let's talk about her.
Yeah.
What? Manly. It's manly.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't say talk about a 14-year-old boy. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I said the 14-year-old
girl. Yes, there is. He's 14.
I'm not talking about it, though, so there's nothing wrong with it. Somebody get a shovel.
So Rebecca Black is this 14-year-old girl whose mother paid $2,000 to a company called Arc Music to make a video, and they made an amazing song called Friday, and I wanted to play a clip. We were concerned about copyright issues and alienating the rest of the audience that we haven't already alienated by now. Basically, it goes, Friday, Friday, for 3.5 minutes, right? And it's partying, partying, yeah, right? So it's brilliant. Go check it out on YouTube if you haven't. What's interesting about it, though, is that 73 million views on YouTube. 73 million views. That's huge. Like, raise your hand if you've ever been in a music video or in a video that's had 73 million views on YouTube. Yeah, didn't think so.
The weird thing is it totally started as a joke because, what, she released the video in February.
Yep.
It had 1,000 views for the whole month of February, basically because it was a joke. And then people started tweeting about it on Twitter because they're like, oh my God, look at this video. You have to see this. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then all of a sudden, it totally caught fire, went viral. Now they got 70 million views in March, or 71 million plus views in March. And compared to the 1,000, that's
1.4 million dislikes, actually,
yeah.
Which is
on YouTube.
Now, YouTube actually, or you can rank videos, or you can find out which videos are the most ranked by dislikes. It took out the previously highest disliked video, which was Lady Gaga, I believe, who also claimed the title of most disliked on Last FM this week. So suck it,
not
Gaga.
I kind of like Lady Gaga. I'm
really?
Not gonna lie.
I prefer Rebecca Black. Although Lady Gaga says she likes Rebecca Black too, which is pretty sweet. Yeah, I mean that's a pile of awesome.
Yeah.
Man, awesome. All right, do we got more tweets?
We don't have any. Are any of them appropriate to be read online?
Jay McIntyre, hashtag ManspotTV. I can't believe you guys are talking about that stupid Friday song. That's it. I'm out.
Friday. I liked it. It's awesome. She's waiting for the bus in the video, but then like the bus comes, but then she sees her friends in a convertible, and like then she's got to pick which seat is she gonna take. It's, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. Anyways,
sure, this is ManSpot TV.
It says yes.
Because you know an awful lot about this music video.
I wanted
to talk about sports. You said you couldn't.
What are they?
Yeah, sports. I know.
Is that with the ball?
Yeah. Well,
how did the Bruins do last night?
Oh, let's not talk about that. A little touchy.
Wait,
stuff.
Can we also bring up your fame, your moment of fame,
no,
your Bruins moment of fame?
We don't need to bring up my moment
okay,
of fame.
Okay, all right. Maybe tweet him later.
I think if
do
you
the face.
Up,
yeah, do the face.
No, I'm not going to do the face.
Tomcat was actually featured, what, cover of the Boston Globe?
Yes.
Cover of the Boston Globe last year when they lost a game.
Yeah. Not just any game. Game 7. We were up 3-0.
In what? In the World Series?
No.
It's the Bruins we're talking about.
It's the NBA Finals.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
On ice.
Yeah, it was the... That's where they play hockey, yes. Yeah.
Well, no, it's the same place, right? Like
similar.
Same place I saw Usher, actually. Man spot.
So that's my famous picture. It's still on boston.com if you go to the sports section.
It's basically the look.
Oh, no, this is the page. Yes. It was like that. Okay. We don't need to reenact it.
All right. So what's the marketing takeaway of the Rebecca Black video, Tom?
I think the marketing takeaway from the Rebecca Black video is even bad content can be good content because, like I said, they started tweeting it because they thought it was really bad, and it ended up being really good. I mean, she sold 40,000 singles and went quadruple aluminum or whatever that was. So, I think any content's good content,
yeah, yep.
Even bad content in this case.
Yep. Content doesn't have to be good.
Nope.
I mean, it should be, but man, content doesn't have to be good. All right, the next story, Salesforce buys Radian 6. Interesting.
For like what, 200 and something million?
200 and, then my notes say here million. Like 200 million, so yeah. Something along those lines.
We'll ballpark it.
What is Salesforce.com, Tom?
Salesforce.com is basically every business's key tool for handling anything in your business, from billing to support to sales leads and actual sales and new customers, everything. It's a CRM.
Okay, and then Radian 6 is a enterprise-level social media monitoring package, so you can monitor. I should have built it louder because it's Manspot TV. But it's what you would use to monitor brand mentions of a large brand on Twitter and blogs, on Facebook, all that kind of stuff,
yep.
And kind of do your social media marketing. And I think it's really interesting that a B2B software company like Salesforce, a gigantic B2B software company like Salesforce,
would
buy them and, yeah. and get in on the game. Which is pretty sweet.
Kind of proves that their whole, you know, kind of good B2B content is important, you know?
It is. Essential. Social media works in B2B too, right? I do, you know, a lot of people ask me the question, we're a B2B company here, and, you know, when I speak at events or whatever, a lot of people ask me, is there a huge difference? What about B2C audiences, or what about B2B audiences? The problem is, I'm a B2B consumer in my day job. I'm a B2C consumer when I get home. I'm a person, right? So if you're marketing to me as a person, you're reaching both my B2C and B2B halves. Social media is going to work almost exactly the same in B2B and B2C. So I think the marketing takeaway here is that social media B2B is for serious. And we're not the only people who think so now. Now a big, gigantic company like Salesforce also believes so. So do we have more tweets here?
I don't know.
Yes.
You guys are all excited, so there's got to be some good stuff.
The SEO rapper wants to know if he should do a remix of Friday.
Chuck, yes. Chuck, you should absolutely do a remix of Friday and call it, like, I don't know, Man Friday or something along those lines. That would be awesome.
We could do something better than Man Friday.
Would you Man Sunday, Man Day? But that doesn't really, because it's like Monday.
Man Day,
it
football.
Is, yeah.
Well, you don't know that, you know. That's a sport with the oblong kind of shape.
Okay, okay.
Helmets.
All right. Here I thought that was high lie.
No ice.
Okay, on grass. All right, we're. How do they get the grass stains out then? No. A laundry joke. You know, sometimes it plays, sometimes it doesn't.
Most of the time it doesn't. Well, especially on Manspot.
Manspot.
No laundry jokes.
Manspot Ed Hardy, all the way, baby. And my.
You get a dry clean, otherwise the bedazzles come off.
Yeah. Or you just don't. You let the man funk sink in and just, you know.
Well, you can get away with that. You're married.
Yeah.
It's a good single point. Kinda, so. It's kind of tough.
Nice.
Can't smell.
Well, you have to smell wonderful. I wish you guys had smell-o-vision right now, because being Man Sunday, I mean, I poured a bottle of cologne on the floor earlier. It smells like...
Is that why my eyes are watering?
Aqua di Gio in here.
Okay, that explains it. I thought it was
the Manhattan. Yeah, that was a Manhattan.
I can't believe you chugged
that. Is he okay? Like,
yeah,
where is
right?
he?
Is he like a chug on him?
In the audience
passed
or something?
Out in the
that
corner
was amazing.
Somewhere?
There he is right there. Oh, he's drinking the bottle of it. Wait, bring some... All right, let's go to the marketing tip of the week, everybody. Okay, what's the marketing tip of the week?
I should have written this down, I guess.
Oh, I remember what it was. I didn't write it in the script. I should have written it down. Marketing tip of the week is roll with the punches.
Yes.
Sometimes things are going to happen in marketing on the web and social media that you didn't plan for. Maybe your snake's going to escape. Maybe everybody's going to...
It is Manspot, people. It is Manspot.
TWSS.grader.com. Yep. I want that one to be at the top now.
Please vote it
Maybe
up.
Maybe your
yes.
snake gets out, bites somebody...
The hiss is what makes it so good.
No, it does. It really. It's a manly hiss. So you need to roll with the punches. Maybe people are gonna hate your video so much.
Right.
You sell 40,000 copies of it.
Any content, it's the old adage that any publicity is good publicity,
yep.
even when it can be bad.
I mean,
or
the
negative.
Red Cross is a great example of this, right? When they tweeted getting slizzard on some beer, you know, they responded really well, unlike the Chevy example that we talked about a couple of weeks ago where I dropped an F-bomb on HubSpot TV. And I'm not
no
gonna
more.
No,
it's
no
spot.
More,
we
no more. Yeah, yeah,
there.
No.
We've already been in the gun.
We got
the
yeah.
We don't need to go
spot.
There again.
All right. So what are you doing this weekend, Tom?
Probably going to the Bruins game tomorrow. You know.
Nice.
Laundry.
Bruins, I thought, oh, it's not the end of the, I thought that was
no,
the...
No, there's still another 2 weeks.
Okay, all right, nice, so. Okay.
What are you doing?
Sweet. I think I'm actually, this is the first weekend in a long time I don't have plans with the wife, so I think we're going to do a, you know, a nice little wine, bistro-type dinner, kind of, you know, something manly.
Wait, you don't have plans and you're still going to hang out with her?
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
You're supposed to go out with your guys?
Are you, is that when I'm supposed to do the man, yeah. The man Sunday?
Oh, all right. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not really
anyway,
that
love
kind
you, honey.
Of a man. What, you don't know sports? That's all I'm
saying.
I prefer
playing sports. Like wrestling. I was the captain of the wrestling team in high school. That's pretty freaking manly. Like, you don't even believe me right now, but I'm telling you, I look amazing in a singlet, dude.
I just want to see you with the helmet on.
With the I don't have cauliflower ear, so you know I wore it a lot. Okay, do we have any more tweets before we close out the show?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much
we got
scared
any, we're
Twitter
good. All right. We're getting the hook. So thank everybody. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget Monday, Manspot, hashtag Manspot, win a free half hour with John Marcus.
Wear a blazer.
Take a picture. Nice.
Yeah, velvet ones get extra points.
Yes, double points.
Yes.
All right.